There is so much rest in knowing that God's Word in His Majority Text King James Bible is the inerrant truth. It is the solid rock. When the winds blow and the rains of life beat upon the life that is founded on this rock, that life will stand resilient and victorious. The skeptics who question the reality of God and His Word are truly building on sinking sand. When the rains fall and the winds blow, they will not stand. King David in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 28, "For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." God's word is a lamp unto our feet, and those who reject it are so woefully lost. I know of no subject that God's word does not address. Can you imagine that even the perfect diet is prescribed for the act of daily life? God said in Exodus, chapter 16, verse 8, "And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord." And then again in verse 12, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." Every morning, except on the Sabbath, God rained down bread from heaven that Israel called manna. He instructed them to eat it to the full in the morning. By the time the sun waxed hot, all that had not been gathered melted. Each man was directed to gather one homer, which is equivalent to 2.08 quarts. Man has constructed many hurtful dietary plans over the years, with in some cases death as its result. Disobedient eating habits and lifestyles have brought with them the huge medical problems of obesity and overweightness. Because of man's disregard for God's perfect instruction, the diet industry is big global business, and men work long hours of their lives to pay for what is in many cases snake oil and harmful remedies. They were to eat what God called bread, or the corn of heaven, until they were full, and the eating was to be done in the morning. So Israel started with a breakfast very high in carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are major energy sources. This was the energy necessary to sustain a highly active day. Many sportsmen will eat a high carbohydrate meal prior to competition to supply the high energy level needed to perform. Then in the evening, the children of Israel were given flesh to eat, which is a major source of protein. The flesh they ate was a wild quail. This high-protein meat would supply the necessary ingredients to rebuild the body during a restful night of sleep. This was God's perfect diet for the high-demand lifestyle. Other staples in this diet would have included olive oil, honey, and plenty of water, etc. Man said the Bible has no authority, no supernatural validity. Now the record. F. Fagan, one of the authors of Natural Hormonal Enhancement, had some instructions concerning the intake of carbohydrates. One thing to remember is that carbs are converted into sugar in your system, which is a high energy source. Fagan said when eating a high carbohydrate meal for optimum benefit, aim for at least 70% of the carbs to be of a starchy variety, such as potatoes, pasta, rice, beans, and oatmeal versus a sugary food. God's manna from heaven was bread, which by name would be a starchy carb, and which the Bible said had the taste of fresh oil. The Israelites ground it in mills or beat it into a mortar and baked it in pans and made it into cakes. Note that God's AM meal was carbohydrates. In the evening, God sent fowl for their evening meal, their main source of protein. Protein is the main ingredient in the building material that makes up the cells of our body, which includes the genes, and the brain, and the immune system, and enzymes that catalyze every bodily function. The protein that the Hebrew children ate in the evening went to work rebuilding their depleted bodies while they slept. It must be noted that God separated the eating of the carbohydrates and the eating of protein from morning until evening. Quoting from Fagan's book, it says, "However, existing research indicates that protein and carbohydrates don't mix well. In small to moderate quantities, a mixed protein-carb meal does not pose problems for most people. In large quantities, though, carbs plus protein can impede digestion and elimination and cause gastrointestinal distress." Remember, God's word was to eat carbohydrates to the full in the morning and flesh in the evening. Incorrect food combinations can cause physical problems, and in Israel's diet, God gave instructions in this regard. The special diet given to Israel was how the children of Israel ate while traveling through the wilderness for 40 years. God's word is perfect in wisdom and purpose, and that purpose is that we would know him through his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Savior of all who will come. Thousands of years before science even sniffed at comprehending the subject, God gives perfect instruction in it. Just one more proof of God and his inerrant word found in the Holy Bible. God said in Exodus chapter 16, verses 8 through 25, and Moses said, "This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord." And Moses spake unto Aaron, "Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings." And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and homer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an homer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two homers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, "This is that which the Lord hath said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that will ye seethe, and that which remaineth over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field." Man said, the Bible has no authority, no supernatural validity. Now you have the record. If you haven't yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, do it today. It will be the best day of your life, and every day after gets better as we grow and develop in his image. Click on to Further with Jesus now.